JavaScript Ultimate Beginner's Guide, written by Leonardo Gorman, narrated by Ryan Cox. Introduction. Congratulations on downloading JavaScript Ultimate Beginner's Guide, and thank you for doing so. The following chapters will discuss everything that you need to know about JavaScript and how to get it to work with your coding languages. JavaScript is a great option to use because it can work directly within the web page that you want to work on, and it can develop some of the best code that you need to make things work well on the web. This is a powerful tool to use when coding, and since the language is based in English, it is pretty simple to use. This guidebook will give you all the tools that you need to get started learning the best way to use JavaScript, no matter your skill level with coding. We will start with some of the basics of why JavaScript is so great and how to install the program before moving on to the different things that you can do in order to write the code. From variables to operators to functions and more, you will be able to create some great codes with all of the information that you will learn in this guidebook. There is so much that you'll be able to do when you get started with JavaScript. This language is so simple to use. But since it is able to work through the web and avoids going through the processor and taking up a lot of memory, it is going to provide for a clean and smooth transition for all of the users at the same time. Use this guidebook to get all the basics you need to create your first code using JavaScript. There are plenty of books on this subject on the market. Thanks again for choosing this one. Every effort was made to ensure it is full of as much useful information as possible. Please enjoy. Chapter 1. Learning the Basics of JavaScript. JavaScript was originally invented by Brendan Eich in 1995 and has become one of the best known and most widely used scripting languages in the world today. It is a really high-level programming language that is also interpreted, open-sourced for more updates and newer changes to it from different programmers, and has the ability to work across platforms, so you can combine it with some of the other languages if you would like. JavaScript will use the OOP scripting language, which means that it's set up to work with web programming. It can pretty much tell the web page what you would like it to perform once you are done with the code, simply by having you write out statements that will make the pages interactive. While you will also need HTML and CSS to get the layout and the contents onto the web page, JavaScript is going to be responsible for the coding and making sure that the commands are executed in the manner that you want. One of the biggest things that people will get messed up with is JavaScript and Java. While both of these are going to use the same kinds of syntaxes and have the same standard library, they are actually different programming languages that will not work exactly the same. This guidebook is going to focus on JavaScript, so recognize that there is a difference. JavaScript is a great option for you to go with when it comes to learning how to use a strong programming language. It has all the features that you need without having to worry about the code being too hard to write out. It has many of the great features that people will want out of any programming language, and it does not take too long to learn how to do. Benefits of using JavaScript. Many people wonder why they should use JavaScript instead of another programming language. There are quite a few of them, and some are really good for beginners, while others are reserved for those who have been in the programming business for a long time. JavaScript is a great option to choose when you want a versatile and fun language to work with that also has some power behind it. Here are some of the reasons that you should consider JavaScript for your programming needs. It is executed on the client side of things. That means you will not need to use a web server in order to work and execute the script. You will instead do all of this on the processor of the user. This saves a lot of bandwidth and some strain on the web server. So it is a much better option to use. An easier language. Compared to some of the other options that you could choose in languages, JavaScript is easy to learn due to the fact that the syntax is pretty close to English. It also has a good library of pre-written syntaxes that you can use in order to find the ones that you need to create the program, or to customize whatever you need to make it your own. Fast. The processing and the result of the code will be done almost instantly, sometimes depending on the task, since you don't need to have it processed through a web server first. This makes the information easy to get to the user right away, rather than having them wait a while for the whole thing to process. Has a lot of functionality with web pages. Some third-party add-ons will allow developers of JavaScript to write bits of code that can be placed on the web page to extend how functional it is. If you are using a website and you need a specific feature to work, you will be able to write the code and then use a company, such as GreaseMonkey, that will be able to implement it onto your web page. Simplicity. There are some programming languages that may be able to do a lot of things thanks to the power behind them, but they are so complicated and can be confusing to someone who is just starting out. If the user is not able to read through the code at all, they may be too scared to give it a try or find that it is too hard to learn. But with JavaScript, you will find that this program is really easy to get the hang of, and you will be able to learn how to get it done in no time. Versatility. While JavaScript is able to work with a lot of the projects that you would like to handle, there are some things that it isn't able to do. But it does have the versatility that you need to work with some other languages so that you can get more done. You can also insert it into any web page that you want, regardless of the extension on the file. Works well with Perl and PHP and other languages so that you can do more of what you want with coding. While there are quite a few good things about using JavaScript as your first choice for writing some great code, there are a few disadvantages. First, some worry about the security issues that come with JavaScript. Once the codes of this language are added to a web page, they are sometimes able to exploit how the user's system works. And since this is all done right away, this could be dangerous for the person who is trying to look on that web page. There are some safety features in place on most websites to try and prevent this, but this is still an issue that will come up. You should take the time to go through your web page and ensure that the right safety procedures are in place to protect your customers. You don't want to lose out on customers because someone else was able to write a dangerous code on your system and send it through to your users to look at. A good antivirus or other protections can go a long way in preventing these things from happening. There are also some issues when it comes to rendering JavaScript. Since all the engines have different layouts, JavaScript will sometimes come out inconsistent, and you are going to notice this as different users go through and try to use your web page. This can make it hard to write a page because some people may be able to see it just right, while others are going to get a page that looks all jumbled up. JavaScript is working towards a universal standard for their pages, but there is still a long way to go. Learning how to get the program to look nice on a lot of browsers should be one of your main concerns when getting started. Using JavaScript is a great way to write out the coding language that you want in order to create a web page on your own server. Since it doesn't need to go through a processor in order to download, it is much faster to use and has the extensive library that you need to create a really great system of code. Whether you are a beginner or you have been working on coding for some time, the JavaScript language is a great choice for you. Setting up JavaScript. When you are ready to set up JavaScript, one of the first things that you will need to do is set up the environment that you will use when writing out the code. Eclipse is often the environment that is recommended to go with JavaScript, since they work well together and it is easy to install Eclipse. The basic steps for downloading this software include: go online and look up the link for downloading Eclipse. You should check out the latest version that is stable of Eclipse and then make sure you are picking the right kind. For example, if you have a 64-bit computer, you should choose the 64-bit Eclipse option. You can find Eclipse downloads at https://eclipse.org/downloads. When the box comes up, click on the eclipse.exe in order to open up the file. You can choose which local directory that you would like to use as a workspace. You get the choice of choosing or creating a directory on your drive, and then can click the OK button to get started. When you get to this point, you will need to navigate to File, New, Static Web Project. You then click on the link that will allow you to open the dialog box that asks you to enter your project's name. Pick what you would like to call the project, and then click on the Finish button. You will notice on the left side of Eclipse, you can expand the directory of the project, and on the right, you can click on the Web Content folder. you can add an HTML file to your current project. Just go to New and then HTML. This will open up the dialog box that you can enter a file name for. Click on Finish again, and this will add in the HTML file to your current project. When you are using JavaScript, you should take the time to look at the library that is available on this programming language. JavaScript is one of the most common programming languages to use since it is based on the English language, can be used on web pages, and has a lot of power with it. Since this program is so popular to use, it is not uncommon to find a huge library. You are able to use this library to your advantage. You will find that there are lists of syntaxes and codes that you are able to use within this system that will make writing your code easier than before. You can pick out a few of these or try some of them out to see what all of them are able to do or to speed up the code writing process, something that can be really great when you are a beginner in this programming language. By this point, you have set up what you need to get started with JavaScript. You have a project opened to start working on, have set up the work environment that is required in order to get started. We use the example of Eclipse, but you can get a different option if it is right for you. And then open up a text box to get HTML working inside. Once all of this is in order, you will be able to get started writing some amazing codes. Even though JavaScript is high technology and has a lot of cool features, they have made it extremely easy to get started in the program. If you just have a few minutes to go through the steps that were listed above, you will be able to start using some of the codes that are listed in the following chapters. Chapter 2: Creating Your First Program in JavaScript. While you may be excited to get started on working on your very first program with this coding language, we need to look at some of the basics that come with this. You need to understand how some of the syntaxes work in this language, as well as the different words, indentations, and even what punctuation marks are going to mean. Let's go ahead and look at some of these basics so that you have an idea of where everything should be placed when writing your own code. JavaScript is a versatile coding language that you are going to be able to inject anywhere you would like in your page. As long as you have the HTML tags less than script greater than dot 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 less than forward slash script greater than around what you would like to insert. But in most cases, you will be recommended to place the script that you want to use between the head sections or the less than head greater than dot 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 less than forward slash head greater than tags. When the browser is taking a look at the content on the page, or the HTML on the page, it is just going to read through the whole thing like reading through a book. But when the browser program comes to the less than script greater than tag, it will start to interpret whatever you have written between these tags and won't stop until it reaches the less than forward slash script greater than part of the tag. This allows the program to interpret what you would like to have on the page in any location that you would like. When working with the script tag, you will be able to give them one of two attributes, including language. This is the attribute that will specify what kind of scripting language you are using. The value for the JavaScript language is basically JavaScript. If you are using a newer version of HTML, this is something that has been phased out, so you may not need to worry about it at all. Type. This is the attribute that will indicate the scripting language that you are using, and the value that you are using with it will be set to text forward slash JavaScript when in the JavaScript language. Writing a program. At this point, you may be a bit confused on what is going on and what all of these things mean. Let's take a chance to open up the HTML file, use the steps that were given in the first chapter if you don't already have this opened up, and then we can get started at writing your first JavaScript program. To do this, just use the code that is below. Less than exclamation point doc type space HTML greater than. Less than HTML greater than. Less than head greater than. Less than meta care set dash quote ISO dash 88859-1 end quote. Greater than. Less than title greater than. My first JavaScript program. Less than slash title greater than. Less than slash head greater than. less than body greater than. Less than script language equals quote-unquote JavaScript. Type equals quote text forward slash JavaScript end quote greater than. Document dot write open parentheses quote welcome to JavaScript first program end quote end parentheses semicolon. Less than forward slash script greater than. Less than forward slash body greater than. Less than forward slash HTML greater than. This may seem like a lot of information to put into the code, but it is going to ensure that you are getting everything in that is needed to make a great code that others can read through. Let's separate each of the parts out to help you understand what is going on a little bit better. Explaining the code. In this code, the JavaScript code was inserted between the less than body greater than dot 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 less than forward slash body greater than tags in the HTML. The code was first declared with the right attributes, and then with using the document object, you were able to write out the message that helped to welcome others to the web page. So when this is executed, the web page should have the words "Welcome to JavaScript First Program" right at the top. Output. When you take the HTML program that we just wrote and try to execute it, the results that you will get would be "Welcome to JavaScript First Program." This is basically what you told the computer system to write, so if you have put everything into their exact right spaces within the code that you were writing, this is the exact phrase that should show up when you were working on the code. Line breaks and white spaces. When it comes to having spaces in your code, or even line breaks, you can use them as much as you would like. These can often help clear up what you were writing, and you won't have to worry about the code getting too long or too hard to read. That being said, it really doesn't matter how much, if any, space that you put into the code. The browser parser is not going to read these spaces, so you can write the code out in any way that works for you. This makes it easy for you to create the indentation, lines, and other parts that you need in order to make sense of the program, to help format it properly, and to keep it looking nice. Just because the lines and the spaces aren't recognized in JavaScript does not mean that you should completely ignore them in the process. When you are first getting started with this language, it may be a good idea to add in a few more line breaks and indents to your code. This is going to make it a bit easier to read through, and you can catch some of the mistakes a bit earlier. The extra white spaces aren't going to change how the system will read through the information, but it can make it easier for you to read the code, and for other beginners to know what you were trying to write out. Using semicolons. For the most part, you will end all of your statements using the semicolon when you are in JavaScript.